Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Sachs. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Krueger. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols takes first base on ball four. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nichols. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Nichols steals second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sax hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruger fires to first and has Sax trapped. There's the throw to Griffin, who tags Sax for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. There goes Barrett. The throw from Tettleton to Griffin, and back to Baker, who tags Barrett out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill scores. Griffin moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffin scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Henderson scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Clear now pitching. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nichols strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Sachs and he is safe. Hill steals second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Griffin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kruger fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tettleton for a passed ball. Hoffman moves to third. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with clear covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Baker reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baker moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy now playing center field. Mike Davis now playing right field. Mike Heath now playing left field. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nichols hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Keith Atherton now pitching. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Dave Sachs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Gedman now catching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Clear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Griffin moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clear fires to first and picks off Murphy. Griffin scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Murphy moves to third. Bob Stanley now pitching. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis is walked intentionally. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barrett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 3 in the game. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Jay Howell now pitching. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Mike Easler. Rick Miller pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to third. Lyons moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Lyons scores. Miller moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing center field. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bruce Bochy now playing first base. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Buckner trying to get to home. Heath throws the ball into Tettleton, who tags Buckner, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Rice moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.